Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Welcome to another episode of the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. It's just going to be me, and I wanted to share with you something that I wrote a couple of years ago that was really helpful for me. You know, during this struggle of my daughter with her eating disorder and during the last several years, part of what's helped me is to write. And I currently do quite a bit of journaling, but I also started to write a few years ago, just kind of write down my thoughts in kind of a longer manner, if you will. And I decided to write this one and put it on my blog for others to see and to share. And again, it was very therapeutic for me. And so what I did was I wrote a letter, a message to my daughter's eating disorder. I think it was suggested to me one time in a support group, and I found it really therapeutic. Now, of course, this won't be sent anyplace. It's just written in my thoughts down on paper. And so I encourage you, if you have someone that's struggling with an eating disorder or addiction, perhaps this could be helpful for you. I've heard that people rip it up, people burn it. And just like with this podcast, I'm sharing it with other people in hopes that it helps them. I know my daughter read it when she was in a treatment facility, and I know that she said that it helped her. She enjoyed reading it. And again, I just know it was helpful for me as a mom. Many times, as you know, my daughter has been away at different treatment facilities, it's really given me time to think and kind of get my thoughts together. And this is what came from one of them. So I'm going to read it to you today. And I hope that, again, it helps you in a little way. So the message to my daughter's eating disorder. You can go now. You are not welcome by me or those around me. You've been here too long, and it's just about time for you to go. When you first arrived and started to make yourself known, you took me by surprise. How could my happy-go-lucky, always smiling daughter have an eating disorder? Because of the stresses of high school and trying to find her place, you started to confuse her. You started by helping her believe that a little more weight loss and a little less eating would be good. Keep it a secret. Maybe try to be like the other pretty girls at school. Maybe stop thinking so clearly about what is most important. Maybe stop reaching out to talk with her friends or teachers or siblings to help sort things out. I was shocked, but I was glad, you know, when I figured out what was going on. We helped her as we could, found her a therapist to talk to, then another therapist when that one was not helpful. We found a dietitian. I kept watching my daughter try to be happy while she was struggling. I traveled with her and her band she loved so much. The band director shared his concern with me as something was off with my daughter. You were settling in and grabbing hold. You scared me. You scared my daughter. You caught my family by surprise. With tears and pain, I found a place where my daughter would get help while not living at home. I think at that time you were willing to step back and think about going away. But I know you stood on the sidelines watching and waiting. And as my daughter started to think about what she was doing and learn tools and coping skills to deal with her thoughts, your presence was not very well known. We were finding our daughter's smile coming back, her laughter, her friends welcomed her back. Little did we know that you were just getting started. You also sent a friend to introduce herself to my daughter's best friend. That didn't help at all. When someone close to you is struggling, and you are too, it's best to not be with each other that much. But there you took away my daughter's best friend, the one she met while her brother was playing baseball with her brother. They spent days and nights and years and hours being together, sharing thoughts, feelings, laughs, and more laughs. They were to each other what every girl hopes for in a friend who you could always count on no matter what. And now that was gone. You and your friends were running that. It didn't help. It made things worse. Where does a teenage girl who is struggling in high school to find her place while what she enjoyed before is losing its charm? How does she find new friends and different friends when so many of them seem to be doing things that she doesn't want to be involved with? When you feel out of control, you find something you can control. And you showed her that she could feel like she belonged and had an identity with you. It's sick. It's wrong. But you didn't seem to care. Back and forth, in and out of treatment, my daughter struggled, and you sat right next to her. You also invited a friend called OCD to introduce themselves to her. That seemed to be a little bit stronger, have a stronger personality than you at times. The two of you combined made my daughter doubt if she had any significance in the world. You made her think many times that it would be much better to end her life than live in it. Her younger brother heard her screaming out of pain and distress many times, too many times. I learned to hold her tight and tell her to feel the strength that I had to help to hold her up. I was scared. I was crumbling inside. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had a friend once called an eating disorder, but it wasn't anything like you. Maybe he wasn't as strong as you. Maybe God had different plans for me. Maybe the world was a little easier to understand then and not so confusing as it is today with social media telling false truths about all our lives. So now my daughter is away again. She started college and we all had high hopes. She loved it there. She started to see a future for herself that she had not seen before. She started to make friends. She connected with professors and others on campus. She loved it there. But all the while, you found a way in her suitcase of life to go with her to school. And as she was trying so hard to put you behind her, you reminded her that you were still there. You thought you could still be part of her life, where she was, away from home, trying to find a different life for herself. Shame on you. Shame on you. The school thought it best for her to step away and get healthy. We had no choice but to move her out and find a new place for treatment and hope for a better tomorrow. So she's there now, away from home, in a different state. We miss her. I miss her. You know what I miss is the whimsical daughter who loved life, poured that positive energy to everyone around her. We don't miss the struggles around the table for things to talk about while we all wondered what was going on with my daughter. We don't miss the screams. We don't miss the closed doors, the trips to the therapist, the meetings, and anything we could find that worked. I miss my family, my happy, loving, connected family. I miss the laughter. I miss the games. I miss the time together. I cry and pray that there will be a time again that we can be together and be able to take a breath, be together and love each other for what we are, the path that we have chosen. So you can go now. I think you might be getting the message again from my daughter right now. I heard her say a few days ago that she does not want this anymore. She doesn't want you. Do you hear me? You are not welcome. The space that you have occupied is being filled with God, with God's love, a love that surpasses all of your understanding, a love that is for good and not evil, a love that is sovereign. You know what that means? That means God is in control, not you, not your friends, God. And he found his way into my daughter's heart and he's setting up shop there. And that is where he will remain. And there is no room for you. God has introduced himself to me again in my broken heart full of pain. He's getting healed and being filled with hope. He's shown his presence in the people he has brought into my life and the life of my daughter. People have called and reached out. Things have happened, things that could not have happened just by chance. I choose to believe that there is a greater good and a greater God that who has a heart like no other and a plan for our lives for good and not evil. When I read his word and I hear the songs that people have written about his unending love, it fills me with hope and peace and a slight glimpse of a life without this type of struggle, and I am thankful for that. Yes, sometimes I still awake in the middle of the night and wonder what lies you are still telling my daughter. It worries me and it starts to fill me with fear. And then I breathe, and then I say to my mighty God, I know that you have this and I know that you have my daughter in your hands. Heal her, bring her peace. Send your Holy Spirit to nurture my husband and my sons. Let them know that you are there and love them completely and everything will be okay. So go. That's it. Be gone. This is not the life I expected. But I know that there is something greater, something better in the future. Day by day, it will get better. I know that my daughter will conquer her disorder. She will thrive. She will grow into a wise and smart and helpful and passionate young woman and find her place in the world. I know that place will be where she can help others with their struggles. She will share the deep, dark place that you have taken her to and tell those who will listen there's a wonderful place on the other side. She will say that it's okay to say goodbye to whatever lie-filled friend is hanging around them. And there is hope. She will make it, and I will cherish the day when I see that come to be. Goodbye forever, Ed. So that's it. Every time I read that, it makes me think back to those times a couple of years ago and know that this is a struggle. It's a life. It's a journey. And again, I had my own eating disorder, and I know that it's not something that you can snap your fingers and that it's gone. And I know that with my daughter, she continues to work on this life that she wants without Ed, without an eating disorder, without OCD. And I know that she will make it. And I'm proud of her for all of the work that she puts in, because it's not easy. And it's sure not easy for those therapists and dietitians and physicians. And I have so much respect for them, those that do noble work to help those that are struggling. So I hope this helped you today. I encourage you to do the same thing. Get your thoughts out. Get them. I tell people, it's like when I think of these things or I get worried or filled with fear, if it's with my life or my business or with my children, it's like I'm spinning. Like things are just spinning and spinning. And I found that when I write, I can get those thoughts out of my head and the spinning stops. And I create space for better things. You know, better things that are more positive. And so I can get these worries or these fears or these thoughts or these negative things out of my head onto paper. And then there's space for other great things. So I encourage you to do that. Thankful that you listened today. I hope that you come back and listen another day. I'm so thankful that you're here. This is a life that sometimes we have to juggle the balls of chaos. But I'm here to tell you that there is hope, and come back and spend some time here, and I'll continue to share hope with you for today and for the future. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski, or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.